To the United States next, where within the past few hours, a 33-year-old doctor has tested positive for the Ebola virus in New York. Our Washington correspondent Katrina Perry told me more.
The doctor is 33-year-old Craig Spencer, and he found out he had Ebola just a matter of hours ago. His test results came back as positive. There are pictures circulating of this young man, taken from his Facebook page mostly. Very clean-cut guy, bright-eyed, young American doctor, living in Harlem in New York in an apartment with his fiancée. Harlem has transformed into a trendy, kind of hipster type of area. He went to Guinea with Doctors Without Borders or Médecins Sans Frontières about a month ago. He was working in Guinea treating Ebola patients there. He left, or he finished up his work there on the 12th of October, so Sunday week ago, and he left Guinea 2 days later. He flew back to the U.S. via Europe, going through Brussels, where he stopped off for an undetermined amount of time. But he arrived back in the U.S. this day last week, the 17th of October. Now, we were told by officials who gave a press conference last night that he had no symptoms on the journey back on any of those aircraft. He had no symptoms upon arrival in the U.S. He felt fine. He actually, at one point, told doctors he went for a 3-mile run, so he can't have been feeling too bad. But things took a bit of a turn at the beginning of this week. So after he'd been back in the US for just a couple of days, he began feeling fatigued on Monday, Tuesday. And we're told that he was aware of his potential exposure because obviously he'd been treating Ebola patients. So he had been self-monitoring himself. Now that is different to self-quarantining himself, so he was still very much out and about, but he was taking his temperature twice daily to notice if there were any changes in that. And then yesterday morning, he noticed that he was running a fever and he was having gastrointestinal difficulties. And then no blood loss or diarrhea, but he did contact Doctors Without Borders in the first instance to report his symptoms. They then contacted the New York City Health Department to report it. And the health department then contacted the emergency medical team. And within a very short amount of time, Dr. Spencer was transported by a special hazardous ambulance with all the various protocols in place. All the medical personnel were wearing protective gear, we're told. And he was taken then to a special unit in the Bellevue Hospital in New York.
And as you say, Katrina, he'd been doing pretty much regular things since he came back from Guinea, but very well aware of the potential that he had being a doctor and being exposed to the virus. But are people now trying to make contact with people who he was in contact with, because he was on the subway, he was out and about doing pretty much normal things?
Yes, they were referred to last night as disease detectives, in fact, and they're a team of people who are trying to essentially track down Craig Spencer's movements over the last week and who he came in contact with. As I said, he went on a 3-mile run around the neighborhood at one point. He also rode various subways on 3 different lines. He met friends for dinner. He obviously saw his fiancée. They live together. He went bowling as well on Wednesday night in Williamsburg in Brooklyn, another kind of trendy hipster area. And these disease detectives are basically trying to trace what happened. He also took a journey in an Uber taxi cab. But officials are saying at this stage, really, they consider him to have only had close contact with 4 individuals: his fiancée, those 2 friends, and this taxi driver. The taxi driver is not considered to be at risk because of the nature of the contact they had. But the fiancé and the 2 friends are. So the fiancé is currently quarantined at the hospital, and the 2 friends are quarantined. They're being monitored at home. But there was very much a move last night from the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, and the governor, Andrew Cuomo, to reassure people that, obviously New York City, very densely populated area, a lot of people coming and going, using the subway, that there was no cause for alarm. They said at the press conference that Ebola, although it was described as a scary disease last night, that it is very difficult to contract, but nevertheless all the precautions were in place, and the governor and the mayor both said they had full confidence in the systems and in the medical professionals that there wouldn't be any sort of outbreak, and they were confident that the situation could be handled.
And to make the point again, people do not become infectious until their symptoms show. And presumably the authorities want to maintain calm. And they're also very keen to point out that New York has been preparing and is well prepared to deal with an outbreak of Ebola.
Absolutely, and it's almost polar opposite to the situation that we saw in Dallas. New York is extremely prepared. We're told 8 hospitals, including Bellevue, the hospital where Craig Spencer is currently, 8 hospitals in New York State have been identified as basically specialized units. They have isolation units, isolated labs, etc. The personnel there has been trained, so they know exactly what they're doing in terms of treating an Ebola patient long term. Officials were also at pains to point out that there are 200 hospitals in New York State, and they're all trained in terms of what to do if someone with Ebola presents themselves, but that the protocols in place are that people will be transferred to one of these 8 hospitals, which is why Craig Spencer was transferred to the Bellevue Hospital, even though he himself works at another hospital in New York, the Columbia University New York Presbyterian Hospital, but that hospital said he hadn't been back at work since he returned from Guinea, so there's no issue of any contact with patients there.
Our Washington correspondent Katrina Perry there talking to me a little earlier about that case in New York, a 33-year-old doctor testing positive for the Ebola virus.